find in the magazine. It doesn't matter what show you tune in, it's hard to find on TV screen. But it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it'll go. Talk radio. Well, double talk is all you get, and you wanna hear it straight. There's a place to find all the answers. AM/FM Shortwave Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stattmiller, here on this Tuesday, the 28th of October, 2008. Ooh, and what a day in history. Anybody paying attention to the stock market out there? Well, it was up 900 points today. Happy days are here again. Oh, happy days are here again. Well, it's a little reprieve. A small one, but is everybody happy now? Well, just hang on. I'll probably lose 9,000 points tomorrow. I have Mr. Robbie Noel with me this afternoon. Good afternoon, Robbie.
How are you doing, Mr. Stattmiller?
I cannot hear you. Get Chris in here immediately. I can hear you, but it sounds like you're talking to me through a tin can.
I'm talking to you through a very...
Okay, I just lost you entirely. Let me, Robbie, hang on a second. Let me see if I have Mr. Robert Chapman with me. Do I have Mr. Chapman?
I say unto you.
Oh, verily, verily he is there. Hello, Robert, how are you?
I am super terrific. Because the market's up today.
Oh, hey, happy times are here again.
Another miracle.
Yes. Now, we're in the middle of this waking nightmare, and I cannot believe, Bob, that the American people are as stupid as they are. How did they get that way?
Dumbing down since 1929, Deweyism, all the way up to the present day. My daughter's a teacher, and the whole program is generated upon teaching to the lowest common denominator. And I will say in many schools they do have advanced classes, I guess they call them, and so the brighter kids can get further credits, particularly in high school, which in some cases apply to college as well. But the main thing here is that they teach them as little as possible. And, you know, just as an example in reading, the school districts don't encourage it because it costs more money to get a hold of books.
And I hear some sniffling here.
Unless you make a lot of noise, you don't get them, you know.
Robbie's making noise. Are you with us, Robbie?
I guess I am now.
Oh, you are now.
I hear that grunting in the background.
I always grunt when I'm happy.
We just lost you again here, Robbie.
Oh, Robbie.
Skype him, baby.
I think he's out in the bush somewhere. Out with the orangutans.
Oh, there's some weird sounds coming this way. Robbie, can you hear me now?
Can you hear me?
Oh, I can hear you perfectly.
Perfectly.
Did you stop running over the cords over there?
I don't know what's going on.
Well, you sound wonderful. Gentlemen, we got to take
one of those days.
Hey, I just did 3 hours subbing for Jerry Hughes Straight Talk, and I'm listening to two distribution amps in my head. I was talking with an echo. Every word I spoke came back to me. I was like having my head in an oversized bell, and it's burned out my little brain. Technically, we're back on track here. We'll take this break. I'll try to get my mind back wherever it went. We're with Mr. Chapman, Mr. Noel, John Stattmiller. We'll be right back.
Flu and cold season are almost here. I watch as many rush to inject themselves with a magic potion of drugs to prevent sickness, never knowing what's in the needle. Now that's a form of trust I don't have. What's my choice? Life Change Tea. Life Change Tea cleanses the body from chemicals, toxins, parasites, and more. And the ingredients are written on the package. It's all natural, it's safe, and of course, it works. My name is Ronnie McMullen, host of the national talk show program, The Prophetic Watch. I wouldn't put my name and approval on this product if it didn't work. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or call 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Operators are waiting. Take charge of your life. GetTheTea.com.
United States of America survive a total breakdown, disarmed, prostrate before an unfriendly third world, and overwhelmed by politically correct domestic tyranny? Does the spirit of 1776 still live in American hearts? Was 9/11 a wake-up call, a Pearl Harbor for America, or was it Western civilization's Appomattox to Islamo-fascism? These questions and more are answered in Pandemonium in 2012, the new book by Lee Cross.
This is Lee Cross. Americans, Paul Revere's words still ring true. The redcoats are coming. But today they swapped their red coats for ACLU law books and Islamic terrorist bombs. Read how to stop them. Buy my new book.
Fiction or prophecy, you decide. After you buy and read the new book by Lee Cross, Pandemonium in 2012. Published by Virginia City Publishing. Available to order through most bookstores or Amazon.com.
Here's something. It doesn't matter if you're white, black, red, purple, fen, fat, or oblong. If you're eating food, you need to clean out the inside of your body. Why? Because undigested food and toxic chemicals build up in the digestive tract every day. If you think this can't hurt you, think again. It already has. Indigestion, bloating, gas, irregularity, and constipation are all connected to this toxic buildup. Here's what you can do about it. Take a supplement called AlloCleanse. It's all natural, and it gently cleanses the entire digestive tract. All that leftover junk inside your body gets flushed away, and your bathroom habits suddenly become a whole lot smoother. Laugh all you want, but it's true. And it's why millions of people use AlloCleanse daily. They get more energy, they're healthier, and they look better. You'd be surprised. To try AlloCleanse risk-free, call 1-800-547-6603. That's 1-800-547-6603. Or log on to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click onto the AlloEase colon banner and learn more about this product.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
This is why I pay all the big dollars to these overpaid engineers. I had this horrible hum in my ear. It comes in, spits on a piece of electronic equipment, and it goes away.
Turn your volume up a little.
Yeah. He already did. Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Gentlemen, I just spent 3 hours subbing for a person, Jerry Hughes, which I have to make the admission here, Bob and Robbie. Probably the two best voices, sound quality,
in radio.
And that being Jerry Hughes. And guess who the other one is, Bob?
I don't know.
A Rhodesian Ridgeback here.
Boo.
I know. With that devilish little laugh, I had to make that admission. But, hey, truth is stranger than fiction, Judgy Wedgie. Tell you what, gentlemen, we're going to get into a bunch of different issues today, but we've got callers already online, and I'm sure that they want to ask our fine guest here today some important questions. Greg in Utah. Hello, Greg.
Yeah, how you doing, John?
Sorry I couldn't take your call last hour, but I had to sum up.
Well, that's all right. You know, truth is stranger than fiction. And fiction is what seems to be taught in the public schools, and even a lot of patriots believe the fiction. Because what the Federal Reserve is doing is not illegal. It never was. They're not touching money. They don't have anything to do with money at all. all they're doing is they're lending the United States Corporation, the one that was that found, you know, the District of Columbia Organic Act, the one that was created then, these notes.
Mm-hmm.
Now, who owes on those notes? They do. They're the ones that borrowed them.
Sure.
The people themselves may hold the notes, but they're not money. The Congress still prints money. You can go to the mint and buy it.
Greg, I would agree with you. What they're doing is not illegal, but the conversion that took place in this country is, because it's illegal by the mere fact that it's not constitutional, which is the law of the land.
Well, notes are as constitutional as you can do. It's a contract. It's basically a little private contract.
Greg, you're blurring some very important lines here of distinction.
Well, yeah. They're still notes. They're not money.
No. I won't do. Look, Greg, you and I are going to get into a Mac Daddy of a cat fight right here on the air. Okay.
Well, that's because I'm dealing with facts, and as long as the people believe these things, they're going to believe that they owe. They're going to believe that they're following the government, and they're going to believe that they're using money.
No, I'm not going to disagree with you, because we've been told over and over and over and over and over again we're in debt and we need to pay it up. But the question is, wait a minute. Excuse me, Mr. Producer. Greg, save your BS for somebody else, because I'm not in a mood for it today, my friend. Because what is happening here and what destroyed this country, and I'm not going to disagree with you on the notes and contract and all that other horse manure. I'm not going to argue that point. But what the conversion of our money system, that we were loaned this credit, and now we get to pay Guido, the international bankster, that principal back with the interest, is not constitutional. And don't sit there and try to tell me that it is. Go ahead, sir.
You can find out who the original jurisdictional government is, and they're not those people who are going for elections that everybody's hearing about.
I understand.
You can go to teamlaw.org. You can go to the governor's corner. You can find out about the original jurisdictional government.
I understand.
You can find out about the military tribunal that was held, and you can find out what the Joint Chiefs of Staff of the military said if they were able to seat those 48 states.
I understand. And what you're talking about is, again, conversion of the de jure government by a de facto government. So
if they're not a government, they're a corporation. They don't hold those seats.
Okay. Greg, I'm not going to sit. Look, Greg, shut up a second. I love you, brother, but I'm not going to sit here and split hairs with you.
I'd for you to prove me wrong, because nobody has.
I'm not trying to prove you wrong. I am just telling you the conversion was illegal, unconstitutional, and if nothing else, it was a little immoral.
Well, it's immoral, but what conversion are you speaking of?
Oh, jeez. Greg, I thank you for your call. What am I going to do with you? What would you like me to say, Greg?
Answer the question.
Why don't you ask a legitimate question rather than this? Where's the illegal conversion? Check out the Constitution. What is it? Section 1, Article 8, Article 1, Section 8. I'm sorry.
I understand, Article 1, Section 10.
Uh-huh. Okay.
And I understand that when I take those gold coins down there to the county, they refuse payment. They can't take them.
Because
under the Par Value Modification Act, they cannot touch gold and silver coins, which is real money.
No kidding, Greg.
That's because they're a corporation.
No kidding, Greg. What are we going to sit here for the next half? Hey, listen to me. What are we going to sit here?
I don't really owe anything.
What?
I don't owe anything when I make the payment in front of witnesses, because a payment tendered is a payment made, even though they don't accept it. If I take it into court and I fight it with my witnesses, they will eventually drop the case and they won't ask me for another dime.
Really?
Yeah, absolutely. It's been done over and over and over again.
Mm-hmm.
But do you think you'll hear about it? Do you think they'll print it in the papers?
No.
No.
Absolutely not.
Because those coins that you go down there and you buy are still money.
Exactly.
They are the only thing that is money.
Well, when you take those
in there and you take them in to pay them, and they throw their hands up and tell you that they can't take them, they can only take those stinking notes, you're finding out who their agent's for.
Greg,
agents for the maker of the
Greg, you're here to make your position known, and you're doing it factually.
Good.
but you're doing it in an argumentative way.
Well, okay, well, I've done it. I've gone to the county, I've done that.
Okay, well, I appreciate that.
That can be done with any of these corporate people who call themselves the state.
Okay, Greg, let me ask you the all-important question here. Let me ask you the Mac Daddy of questions here, because I'm not going to burn up any more time. How do we get the American people to understand what you just said? The simple answer to that is we cannot, because we're not plugged into everybody's brain directly. If I could tell them, all of them, simultaneously, what we just plugged your voice into their head and let that rattle around for a while, probably the majority of them wouldn't get it. Maybe half of them would get it. But it's been the system that has been allowed to take over and have predominance in this country. I'm not going to sit here and argue with what you have to say, Greg. Not in the least. But in the way that you're putting it is no remedy. Not for the whole of the people. For you, for the guy down the street, yeah, maybe. But it is not the answer, and it's not the remedy across the board. What you're describing works. I won't disagree with that. But it is not the solution to the problem, because the problem still remains. You get it? Thanks for your call. Bill Veith. Hello, Bill.
Hello.
Hi.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you fine.
Yeah, thanks for taking my call. I was listening to the beginning of the show here, and I wanted to call in real quick because I think this Greg is misinformed, and I thought I could mention a few points that might make him help him see the light. First of all, one of the monetary powers of the United States government is to borrow money on the credit of the United States. It doesn't give them any power to borrow credit. And the Constitution, he even admitted that money is gold and silver coin. So the government only has the constitutional power to borrow money, gold and silver coin. Another problem is that the Congress and the government are forbidden from emitting bills of credit. So they can't emit paper currency or notes. And because they don't have the power to do that, they can't pass along constitutionally that power to some private entity like the Federal Reserve. So they gave the Federal Reserve a power that they didn't even have. The other thing is, he said that Federal Reserve notes are notes, and they're allowed to issue notes, and they are not notes, because for something to be a note, it has to have four criteria. One, it has to have a payer. Two, it has to have a payee. Three, it has to have an amount. And four, it has to have an expiration date. And a Federal Reserve note doesn't have any of those things. So it's not a note. The original Federal Reserve notes were, because the payer was the United States Treasury, the payee was whoever the bearer of the note, and the expiration date was on demand, and it said it was redeemable for $1, which was a silver or gold coin. So the original Federal Reserve notes were notes. Today they're not even notes. So he's wrong on a number of counts there. And the other problem he has is, he said they're not doing anything illegal. They gave illegally legal tender status to something that's not even a note, to these paper tokens. And that's where the problem comes in. When they gave it legal tender status, they make us use it to discharge debt, whether we want to use it or not, and they don't have the authority to do that either. So he's wrong right there on about four of his assumptions and four of his conclusions.
But yet he has the remedy that he can get down there and he can force a court to see things his way.
Well, I'll tell you another. Here's another thing. The courts, speaking of courts, the courts have already ruled that banks are not allowed to lend credit. The banks can't lend their credit. So there's a fifth problem where he's wrong even when he's talking about the courts.
Dr. William Veith, a man that can see from Austin, Texas. I thank you, sir.
Thank you for taking my call. I'll turn the show back on and listen to it.
Thanks, Mel. Appreciate it. Gentlemen, Class 101 in Economics. We'll resume the regularly scheduled program right after this break with my Rhodesian Ridgeback friend, formerly from Rhodesia, Mr. Robbie Noel, and very glad to have him today, and we'll get back into the sink of things here, folks. Robert Chapman from the International Forecaster. We'll be right back.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Huh. For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
Well, no, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Don't be a victim of sudden cardiac arrest due to inflammation of the arterial walls. Our hemp foods are anti-inflammatory and gluten-free and can greatly benefit the health of the human body. By calling 908-691-2608 or visiting hempusa.org, you can benefit from this wonderful natural food source. Our customers are also purchasing this natural food for long-term storage, camping, survival, and emergency food rations. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org today. Hempusa.org believes that now is the time to plan for the future, and food will be your greatest asset. People spend money on all kinds of things, but our warning is prepare now for food shortages in the future. So don't delay. Call today, 908-691-2608, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
All right, gentlemen, we are back. Let's continue with the calls, get us into some synchronicity here today. Joe in Virginia. Hello, Joe.
Hey, Mr. Stabmiller. I just called to give you a short update on what went on in Bill's case today.
Yeah.
Thank you. 50 people showed up.
Good.
Or at least 50. And Bill told me when he got home that everything went very, very well, that Jeff was, on the ball and didn't let the judges get away with anything. And I believe, and I'm just calling to recommend that, you know, or ask if you get a chance to get them up there so they can tell you exactly what goes up if in the next few days. I think you'd have another really good show.
I do believe you're correct, and I will do exactly that, Joe.
And I want to put in a vote for Robbie's voice, too. I think he has the best voice on radio, but I think all three of you together are the most informative talk show in the United States.
Well, I appreciate the sentiments, Joe.
All right, you have a good day, sir.
All right. Just tell our friend out there in Utah, because he's got all the answers.
Okay. Thanks. You have a good day.
Thanks, Joe. Keith in Indiana. Hello, Keith.
Hello, John.
Yes.
I just was trying to call in before 3 hours and then now 2 hours. I want to give your voice a rest. Can you handle a minute of levity, a little humor?
Hey, go right ahead. I'm all for it.
A few quotes of our illustrious, fearless leader, George W. the Bonehead Bush. Number one. We have a firm commitment to NATO. We are part of NATO. We have a firm commitment to Europe. We are a part of Europe. Number two, it's time for the human race to enter the solar system. Number three, our enemies are innovative and resourceful, and so are we. They never stop thinking about new ways to harm our country and our people, and neither do we.
These are all true quotes.
Quite frankly, teachers are the only profession to teach our children. What? Okay. Six. See, in my line of work, you got to keep repeating things over and over and over again for the truth to sink in, to catapult the propaganda.
I understand. We've been lied to, and then the lie gets regurgitated, then repeated, then repeated, then repeated, and people end up believing the big lie.
Yeah, just a couple more. Three nations don't develop weapons of mass destruction.
It's a classic.
I have made good judgments in the past. I have made good judgments in the future. And this one, you really got to scratch your head. I know the human being and fish can coexist peacefully. What?
It all depends on who's on the hook.
I'm telling you.
This is a great one, too. We look forward to analyzing and working with legislation that will make, it would hope, put a free press's mind at ease that you're not being denied information you shouldn't see. And then the last one, I don't have the foggiest idea about what I think about international foreign policy.
And wow. all this comes from a president that says that the Constitution is just a GD piece of paper.
I think they should have, the first law should have been no president can ever have any relative be a president in the future.
I'm telling you, the sickness might keep you know, surfacing as it has been. Hey, Keith, thanks for your call.
Sure, take care.
Appreciate it. Gentlemen, Bob, Robbie, all's well on Wall Street. They're all giddy. The Dow was up 900 points today. You happy, Robbie?
Well, yeah. We sort of stopped the bleeding of my miners, thank goodness for that.
Oh, all this is designed to protect your mining stock. Is that the idea? Hearing this guy, Bob?
Well, Bob's,
well, you know,
Bob's bleeding as
while,
well.
You know, we get demented ideas on this program.
I want to talk about the miners because I think, Bob, correct me if I'm wrong. I mean, if anybody's looking for, as they like to say, value, how can you not look at the miners right now? I mean, the miners are at levels last seen when gold was $400. Today we had a nice bounce in gold. It looks like if you're on the technical side of the chart, looks like we've got a good possibility of testing $800 pretty quickly.
Well, I think that's a good observation. I agree with that. And, you know, if you noticed, first of all, on your comment just earlier on the market, when the market is up, it does tend to take pressure off of the precious metals as well as the shares. You're right about that. We saw a turn come here yesterday again. It's, I guess, the third one that we've seen. Hopefully this one will catch, and this will be the bottom. Early on, gold was under... Well, gold actually it went higher around 3 o'clock in the morning. It went over 750, and then around 4, it was up about 70 cents. As you can see, I never sleep. And the outside month is trading around plus 650 as opposed to a spot market that was off a dollar at 739.70. So we're looking forward to tomorrow in what can be called a firm manner. Agnico is up 278 at 2448, just to give you a guidepost. And I'm hoping, hope against hope, this is it. We've been blindsided and victimized by the deleveraging in the system and the strength of the dollar, which has been in part caused by that, plus the central banks playing against us.
We've got a break here, gentlemen. Hang on 3 minutes. We'll be right back. 800-313-9443 if you'd like to partake.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Can the United States of America survive a total breakdown? Disarmed, prostrate before an unfriendly third world, and overwhelmed by politically correct domestic tyranny, does the spirit of 1776 still live in American hearts? Was 9/11 a wake-up call, a Pearl Harbor for America, or was it Western civilization's Appomattox to Islamo-fascism? These questions and more are answered in Pandemonium in 2012, the new book by Lee Cross.
This is Lee Cross. Americans, Paul Revere's words still ring true. The redcoats are coming. But today they swapped their red coats for ACLU law books and Islamic terrorist bombs. Read how to stop them. Buy my new book.
Fiction or prophecy, you decide after you buy and read the new book by Lee Cross, Pandemonium in 2012. Published by Virginia City Publishing. Available to order through most bookstores or Amazon.com.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasemedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
There's a funny thing that happens on the way to the Roman Forum here, to which we are being led to the slaughter. Gentlemen, we're seeing the destruction of this economy. And the one thing that we have in common with 1929, as we do here in 2008, and actually the destruction of this economy and its financial standing, if you can use that term, happened a long time ago. But we're now starting to see the true ramifications of it. We have the same banking problem that we had in 1929. We seem to have a liquidity crisis here, Bob. We don't have any credit available for people out there, which is the very thing that got us in the problem in the first place, credit. What did they do in 1929? Whoops, well, the bank made an oversight. We got too much money out there. We've got to contract the money supply. Well, they held it in abeyance for over 10 years, and that's how long, ironically, the Depression lasted. And now what do we have? Oh, we have a liquidity crisis. Oh, we've got a problem. We don't have any liquidity out there. So we're going to set this whole deal up. We're going to get the bad stuff off of the books. We're going to put that on the back of the taxpayers. The bankers are going to walk away with the good assets on the books. We're going to continue consolidating, buying out other banks. We're going to shore ourselves up and the public be damned. Bob, I see the same problem in 2008 that I saw in 1929.
Well, you're absolutely right. And the banks aren't lending. Neither do they really want to lend because of their balance sheets. And I think, as has been put forward by several pundits, that they want to use the money not only to shore up their banking, their balance sheets, but also to hunt around for acquisitions of other financial entities that are in trouble. And I really think more than anything that's what it's all about. And, of course, the badasses, as you pointed out, will end up with the taxpayer because that's the collateral that's being put up. And so it's truly a bailout. And when you see days like today, I mean, here we are looking at a market that right after the Shiller, S&P Shiller report came out, and the report said that the home prices in August plunged 16.6%, and that is the most in any time ever recorded. And so the market goes up 900 points. It shows you the arrogance of these people. Like they just do what they want to do. They just stick it right in your face. And every time gold and silver should go up, they bang it. That can't continue forever, but it's painful in between. I mean, nobody likes to sit and watch Agnico Eagle go from 83.5 to 21. For no apparent reason.
What was that, Robbie?
No kidding.
Hey, by the way, well, there's money to loan. I mean, the IMF has taken care of the Icelandic problem. Did you see that on Bloomberg today?
Well, the Ukraine as well.
Yeah.
And several other countries, and Iceland, with all of 340,000 people and leverage 200-1, they ought to all be put in jail, not bailed out.
Well,
and
yes.
You pointed out earlier as well.
Yeah, well, and what they did to explain to the audience here, Bob, is, well, they found the cash that they needed. Well, the IMF made a little loan to them. But what did the bank, central bank, unexpectedly, what did they do? They raised the benchmark interest rate to 18%. So they got them on the hook for the loan. And there is no way to grow this thing out of that system, and they're in some serious trouble right now, and they're
hooked forever,
and
they'll never be able to make their way back.
And well, let's draw a corollary here. We're never going to be able to make it back either, are we?
No, we're bankrupt. You know, people keep on saying to me, "Well, gee, I want to, you know, be in U.S. Treasuries," and I say, "Well, I have a roll of toilet paper here that you can buy much cheaper." And
is that used or unused, by the way?
That's unused,
okay.
Of course.
All right. Fine.
We're very hygienic.
Okay.
But the point is that, again, you're right. And, you know, for those who have to have liquidity in that form, that's why I have recommended Swiss franc government bonds. Of course, my first recommendation is gold and silver coins and then shares. But, you know, we're looking, if you look at all the currencies in the world and you look at the reserves, the condition of the economy, like take Switzerland, unemployment's 2.6%, and these are real figures. Inflation's 2.9%. They get 1,040 tons of gold that if they desire to reback their currency with gold, they could reback it with about 25%. And so, of all the currencies, that's the one I choose. And it's been strong for 150 years. But getting back to what we're being told about solvency, it just isn't there. All of these countries have done the same thing. I just got the M3 figures for the European Central Bank today, and if you look at them and you compilate them, you'll find that it's up 9.2%. They're trying to say it's 8.6%, but they're lying to you, because I know how they're lying. But that's not very encouraging. I mean, how can they be calling inflation at 5.2%? Impossible.
Well, you know what's going to happen in Iceland. I mean, this is, as sure as I'm sitting here, hyperinflation is going to set in. Out of their 300,000-plus people, many of themselves are going to find themselves jobless and eventually homeless. And where does the real assets revert back to, Bob?
Well, the holders of the collateral or mortgages against whatever they've been doing.
Uh-huh. And if you can't make good on that contract, who takes the property back?
The banks.
Oh, there we go. Don in Reno. Hello, Don. Thanks for holding.
Incidentally, yes. Iceland's 15% right now.
Inflation?
And inflation.
Yeah. And they just buried themselves in a bigger hole. Folks, our budget here for the United States government is almost $3 trillion. Where are they going? Now, this is how it works. Now, I want people to understand this. So there's no saying that, well, gosh, I didn't know that. How does this system work? Well, let me tell you exactly how it works. Okay, if the government needs money, they always need money. They're always in the hole. We need money, 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 money. So say that they want to borrow $1 trillion. I did this last hour. They want $1 trillion. So it doesn't have the $1 trillion. So what do? They go to the Federal Reserve. That's a private corporation. They borrow their $1 trillion. Now, they just don't give this away. The bankers are willing to deliver that $1 trillion in money or credit to our dear vaunted government in exchange for what? The government's agreement to pay it back. Okay, well, with interest. Remember Guido, the international gangster? So Congress authorizes the Treasury Department to build to, and this is, here's where the sleight of hand really starts to work. They print the $1 trillion in U.S. bonds and then deliver it to the Federal Reserve bankers. But here's the problem. These bonds or treasuries, there's no more suckers left on this planet to buy up that debt. So where's the government going to get the money from here on out, Bob and Robbie?
I don't know.
From foreign central banks.
Well, we'll just borrow more from the banks.
Why do you think Warren Buffett dumped his treasuries? There was a big ruse that he was buying America. But the reason he was buying America is he wanted to get out of treasuries.
Is America the new corporation, by the way?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, gosh. Don in Reno. Hello, Don.
Yes. I've been listening with bated breath. gentlemen, early on in the program, and the doctor that came second, I think the one thing that I could maybe impart is Grant, at the conclusion of the Civil War, introduced what's called the Legal Tender Act, which forced the American people to accept the paper currency in lieu of gold and silver coin for their obligations.
Bless Ulysses S. Grant.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, of course, you know, the southern states were brought back in under gunpoint, which makes it kind of suspect whether we have a valid constitutional agreement. At least it wasn't the original agreement.
Well, and Don, there is much argument as to what Lincoln would have done had he stayed alive and not been the bullet magnet in the Ford Theater.
Well, there's another piece of work there.
Yeah, and, well, needless to say, he didn't make it in his presidency full term. And what came after the end of the Civil War?
Well, in any case, what I conclude came after the Civil War was a corporate constitution or a corporate charter masquerading as a constitution.
And
that's what we have to this day, in my opinion.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Whatever the corporation decided to do, it did, and purported it to be amendments, but basically they were just corporate bylaws.
Hence, we have the corporate infrastructure of the United States government, the corporate infrastructure of the states, the corporate
yes.
infrastructure of the counties. Everything is corporate, corporate, corporate. And we all know what the corporation does for its shareholders, don't we?
Mm-hmm.
We fatten the shareholders' bottom line, but I don't know.
So
how many shares do you own in the federal government and all of its buildings and its assets? How many do you own of the state? What can you take down or put on the open market for sale that gives you something back?
Well, if you're one of the banking families, probably quite a bit.
Oh, yeah, but you're not a banker family. You're just right. A person that supposedly has stock in all this stuff.
We're just one of the pawns out front on the chessboard.
Damn it, I'm left out again.
Well, at any rate, I think what you can look at as what we perceive to be the Constitution is like Sarah Palin. She's the stalking horse for the Republican Party.
Oh.
Well, what we have in the Constitution has been a much longer-range stalking horse that we've perceived to be our document that we can rely on. And they're sitting on the other side of Alice in Wonderland's mirror and curtain, or Wizard of Oz, I should say, chuckling at us.
Now, Don, now do we understand in the fullness of time here why Ron Paul, running for this CEO spot of the biggest corporation on the planet, why we had to do away with him? Because what did he keep saying? We've got to get rid of the Federal Reserve.
Absolutely.
And could you imagine how prophetic these man's words would be if he were still out there in the public venue pushing that crazy notion that we should dump the Fed Reserve and get rid of the IRS?
Well, I was talking to a young lady down at a coffee shop just a little while ago before I came home, and she's studying American political structure. Of course, it was a big joke, and when I started imparting the Federal Reserve, the trueness, and the money system, and the Senate's, you know, the fraud senators that we have.
You shorted her brain out.
It was almost on the table.
I've seen it happen before. Absolutely cognitive disconnect and meltdown.
Yes, but just imparting, again, to reiterate, the Legal Tender Act, which was very fraudulent because of what it purported to be a part of, is fraudulent. The first gentleman on the show has at least a modicum of correctness, as you already agreed with,
mm-hmm.
But the fact is this is a fiction built on a fiction, so the good doctor who brought in the stipulated points on the note is also quite succinct. So both of them, along with yourself, trouble is, we all need to collaborate our research together, and there's the safest spot we can be.
You know, when I did Jerry Hughes's show today, dear Jerry is in the hospital with some medical complications, but I got a call from a guy by the name of Ronnie from Georgia, and Ronnie, being the good, kind-hearted American that he is, and he said, "Well, wait a minute," he said, "we got this debt out there. Why don't we take up a collection? You know, kind of like a neighborhood collection pot, and, you know, give up $5 or $10 and retire the national debt." And I thought that was rather kind-hearted of the gentleman. But I told him, I said, "Well, check your premise, because that's wrong. And well, that's really not the solution. Socialism is what they're trying to shove down our throats, and you want to voluntarily do it." And here's the real numbers on the debt, and I ran those off, and I said, "And here's our problem. We can't retire this debt we have because it is a debt system. You can't retire the debt with debt instrument. You cannot do it."
By coming up with that kitty doled out by the people that want to retire the debt, it's not a Mexican standoff, but it'd be an American standoff.
Don, do me a favor.
Yeah.
Do something absolutely ridiculous and sublime today. Walk into one of the corporate roller places out there, the dice rolling joints. Throw the dice for me for just one turn.
Well, I will. As a matter of fact, I've got some free. I went to one of these resort things that you can buy and do resort shares.
Oh, you mean the timesharing scammers?
Timesharing
yes.
Places.
Yes.
They gave us some just for going and enduring the sales pump that they put on. they gave us some $25. Free passes, so I'll do that.
Well, brother, I believe in socialism. Half of what you got belongs to me, so roll my 12 and a half, will you?
Sig Heil, John.
Thanks, Don. I love this audience. Gentlemen, we are so blessed. We really are. Alan in Austin. Hello, Alan.
Hey, John, you there?
I'm here.
Hey, I want to thank all three of you guys for what you do. It really helps a
but
lot.
Alan,
I don't know.
Alan, answer me this, if you would. Why are we sitting here laughing?
It just hurts too much to cry.
I'm all out of tears, man. I've cried them all out. I'm ready for the rubber room, 3 north of my local hospital.
Yeah, it's kind of like we were born into a slave system, and by the time, I don't know, by the time I woke up, you know, through your help, it's just, I don't know how to resolve it. You know, we just got to try to be happy.
Eat, drink, and be merry, for tomorrow we all die. Why not? Hey, I'll take my 12 and a half bucks. I'll go in on a case of beer. Let's sit down and get drunk, man.
Go spend some time with animals. Always helps. Helps me.
Well, I've got the Rhodesian Ridgeback with me today. Does that count? Alan. Alan.
Yes.
We'll hold you over. Don, Billy, we'll take your calls as well. 800-313-9443. I think Alan's got a point here. A little bit of levity, lest we all go absolutely stark raving mad. We'll be right back.
Attention, an important product from hempusa.org, microplant powder, will change your life by removing all types of positive toxins, such as heavy metals, parasites, bacteria, viruses, and fungus from the digestive tract and stomach wall so you can absorb nutrients. Microplant powder is 89% silica and packed with a negative charge that attracts positive toxins from the blood, organs, spine, and brain. This product has the ability to rebuild cartilage and bone, which allows synovial fluid to return to the joints. Silica is a precursor to calcium, meaning the body turns silica into calcium and is great for the heart. There is no better time than now to have microplant powder on your shelf or in your storage shelter. And with an unlimited shelf life, you can store it anywhere. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. It's a great way to change your life. So call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Here's something. It doesn't matter if you're white, black, red, purple, thin, fat, or oblong. If you're eating food, you need to clean out the inside of your body. Why? Because undigested food and toxic chemicals build up in the digestive tract every day. If you think this can't hurt you, think again. It already has. Indigestion, bloating, gas, irregularity, and constipation are all connected to this toxic buildup. Here's what you can do about it. Take a supplement called AlloCleanse. It's all natural, and it gently cleanses the entire digestive tract. All that leftover junk inside your body gets flushed away, and your bathroom habits suddenly become a whole lot smoother. Laugh all you want, but it's true. And it's why millions of people use AlloCleanse daily. They get more energy, they're healthier, and they look better. You'd be surprised. To try AlloCleanse risk-free, call 1-800-547-6603. That's 1-800-547-6603. Or log on to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click onto the AlloEase colon banner and learn more about this product.
We're back as I take my last hit off of my five-hour energy bottle here, and ironically, that's how many hours I will have been on the air today. I am a basket case. Alan in Austin.
Yes, I was just wondering, you know, it seems like every asset class has gone down except maybe numismatic coins, and they're not very liquid. They're kind of hard to sell. There's a spread. I don't know, not that I have any money to put anywhere. I just don't know if I had money where to put it, you know? mattress?
Well, no, I mean, if you had any money, and we've covered this extensively, the problem is, and this is the problem they're asking gentlemen on Wall Street, the stock traders are constantly looking for another sucker, I'm sorry, a customer for stocks on Wall Street, and they keep asking the question, well, where can people go to put their money now? Where can they go? Where can they go? Where can they go? And we're in the middle of a financial meltdown, and these clowns are trying to convince people that, you know, now might be a good time to buy maybe General Motors stock. Oh, because it's trading at a couple dollars or whatever it's trading at today. Who the heck knows?
Yeah, they've got hepatitis, and they're going to buy Chrysler, who has AIDS.
Yeah, exactly. And gentlemen, have you been watching this? GM, Mr. Wagoner, I think the wheels have come off his Wagoner, is now asking Hanky Panky Paulson and our benevolent Greenspan replacement, Ben Shalom Bernanke, you know, maybe we need a direct loan here from you guys. We need to borrow money from the Fed. And Paulson's telling him, look, no, we prefer that you go the bailout route and just stand in line. Now, Cerebus, Chrysler, and General Motors are trying to figure out a way to merge. But, gentlemen, what is stinking about this whole operation?
Well, it's a nationalization of what's left of the vehicle business and the final phase-out of manufacturing and supply and the whole periphery that is around it in the United States.
They're all lining up. Pretty soon it's going to be the farmers. Yeah, I mean, where does it end?
It doesn't.
Doesn't. I mean, everything is a vital national security interest to the financial well-being of the United States. Everybody could make an argument for that.
Well, and they have. And they sold it to, they thought they sold it to a generally dumb public.
Yep. You have to save the auto industry because it's a million jobs.
Yeah, absolutely. But wait a minute. Mr. Wagoner came out the other day and said, bankruptcy? We have no plans of filing bankruptcy. They have no choice. They're going to have no choice unless they get a big, fat government loan. But as you just pointed out, Mr. Chapman, there goes manufacturing as we know it.
Maybe if GM put cup holders in their 98 Cadillacs, we wouldn't be in this problem right now.
Well, I don't know. I think if Chrysler really would have paid off that guy with the intermittent wipers, I think that probably would have taken care of Chrysler's problem, don't you think? Alan, thanks for your call, buddy.
Thanks, guys.
All
appreciate
right.
It.
Okay.
Bye.
Second hour of the National Intel Report coming up, folks. We've gone from the ridiculous to the absolute sublime. We're headed at light speed into asininity. And I don't even know if that's a word, but I just made it up. Hell, they're making everything up. So why not us make stuff up? And we invite you to make stuff up and share of that stuff, or capital S with a big hit, with us, 800-313-9443. Guys, am I ready for the rubber room yet?
You're there.
I'm already there.
Been there, done that.
Been there, done that. Didn't like your cooking. Hey, seriously, folks, we're having a little fun today. We all know what trouble we're in. We'll be back sanely in just a couple.
Let me tell you what.